Number 1. Listen to a school principal talking to a group of students.
I was very pleased by your band's performance at the holiday festival. I don't often see students playing their own music. Student bands usually play something traditional, but you actually composed something original. That's really impressive.
What did the principal like best about the band? Number 2. Listen to a science teacher talking to her students.
First, we are going to collect some leaves that have fallen from the trees. Then, we will compare the colors of those leaves. After that, we will use the leaves to make a poster about what happens to trees during autumn. Okay, now put on your jackets and let's head outside.
What will the class probably do next? Number 3. Listen to an art teacher talking to a class.
Today we're going to begin our lesson on sculptures. Because we are going to work with clay and it can get pretty messy, I'm going to stop you all about 10 minutes before class ends. Then you can start cleaning up your workstations and put away your supplies.
What is the purpose of the talk? Number 4. Listen to a teacher talking to a history class.
When we take our class trip into the city this week, we'll be driving through a tunnel that will take us under a river. It's so easy to take a train or car into the city today by using one of the tunnels that we don't think much about the fact that we're crossing a river. But in the city's early days, the only way to get to the city was by boat. I want you to keep this in mind as we learn more about the city's history.
What is the teacher explaining? Number 5. Listen to a teacher talking to his class.
As you know, tomorrow we'll be planting trees in the park. A few dozen saplings will be provided, and you'll be given gardening tools to dig holes for the trees. One important thing to remember, gardening involves working with dirt, so don't come to school in nice clothes. Make sure to dress in something old, something you wouldn't mind getting dirty.
What does the teacher tell the students to do? Number 6. Listen to a school principal speaking over the intercom.
Next Friday is the annual school dance. Tickets go on sale starting today in the school cafeteria during lunch. They will be on sale all week. Make sure you buy a ticket in advance, as we won't be selling them at the door the night of the dance. We only have 150 tickets to sell, and they usually sell out before the day of the dance. You don't want to miss this special event.
What is probably true about the dance? Number 7. Listen to a geography teacher talking in a classroom.
Now we're going to watch a documentary program about one of the countries we've been discussing in class. But I'm afraid it's a little too bright in here. Could someone please draw the curtains while I turn on the TV? Then there won't be any glare on the screen and everyone will be able to see just fine.
What does the teacher ask? Number 8. Listen to a history teacher speaking to his class.
In order to understand a little more about the life of United States President Abraham Lincoln, we are going to watch a short video. I want you to take notes during the video and think about what we have learned so far. Afterward, we will have a discussion about Lincoln's life.
What will the students probably do next? Number 9. Listen to an English teacher speaking to her class.
Before we start writing our stories, I want to show some ways you can make your characters more believable. You can try to give them real-life details. One thing you might want to do is base your characters on people you know in real life. This is something that even many famous writers do.
What is the purpose of the talk? Number 10. Listen to a teacher talking in a history class.
Throughout history, people all around the world have invented many different writing systems. One interesting alphabet is the so-called Futhark, which was used in Norway 1,000 years ago. Futhark is an exceptional system because it is the shortest known alphabet in the world. It only had 16 letters. While some writing systems, like Chinese, can have many thousands of symbols, Futhark made do with just 16 characters.
What point does the speaker make about the alphabet in ancient Norway? Go on to the next page.